It's Friday, so let's say we loosen things up a bit and listen to some classic Chicago blues. That is Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers performing Give Me Back My Wig. Yes, you heard that right. The song is Give Me Back My Wig. It's from an album called 50 Years of Genuine House Rockin' Music, put out by Alligator Records, an independent legendary label in Chicago, to celebrate 50 years of recording great blues artists such as Coco Taylor, Albert Collins, James Cotton, and Shamika Copeland, who joins us now to talk about Chicago blues, Alligator Records, and her career. Shamika, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
So you grew up listening to Hound Dog Taylor and his House Rockers, and this was the record that started it all for Alligator Records. What does Hound Dog Taylor's music mean to you?
Oh, wow. Well, I was a fan of Hound Dog Taylor and pretty much all the artists on Alligator Records growing up because they were pumping out records like crazy of all these wonderful artists. And so they were my go-to. And it just means a lot because these days, you know, it's what you have to hold on to. You know, it's a part of our history, a part of our culture.
What makes a song a Chicago blues song? I don't want to get all academic here, but how do you answer that question?
To me, it's a perfect mix because so many of the artists that are known as Chicago blues artists now, they left Mississippi and came to Chicago and then found a sound, you know? So they brought all the goodness from where they came from with them and then made it into their own in Chicago.
So genuine house rockin' music is Alligator Records' official slogan. Let's listen to another great song from the label. It's called I'm a Woman, and it's by the Coco Taylor.
When I was a little girl, only 12 years old, I couldn't do nothing to save my doggone soul.
I hate to talk over it, but Coco Taylor was called the Queen of the Blues. Why?
Oh, because she most certainly was. That's been my ringtone for 20 years, by the way, that song. she just embodied everything that a queen should. I mean, she had it all. The voice, the personality, the stage presence. I absolutely adored her, and I miss her.
On that particular song, she takes a blues standard and makes it her own and turns it into a woman's anthem instead of kind of this macho thing that,
absolutely.
That maybe it had been.
There was a whole lot of I'm a Man songs, so she said, I'm going to turn this around, and that's exactly what she did, and it's a just such a great song.
What kind of an inspiration has she been to you in your career?
Oh my gosh, one of the biggest, actually, because not only did I grow up listening to her, but later on I got a chance to get to know her, be friends with her, and work with her. I did a lot of shows opening for her. I was just brand new, and she just gave me all kinds of great advice that I really appreciated and still use to this day.
What's the best piece of advice she gave you?
She told me that you're going to have some good gigs and some bad gigs, some good days and some bad days, but you just pick yourself up and keep going and look to the hills. That's what she always told me, look to the hills. And I knew exactly what it meant.
Okay, here's a song called Black Cat Bone, and you know what I'm leading up to. It features the singing and the guitar playing of your father, Johnny Copeland.
I walked down from Dallas, Texas, down to Wichita Falls. I got to thinking about the big lady woman. There wasn't no walking on. I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Look like everything I do, everything I do is wrong.
Shamika Copeland, tell us about your dad and about his own legacy at Alligator Records.
Wow. It was, to me, one of the best blues records ever made. And it won a Grammy Award, so I was really, really proud of that. To me, my dad was the most incredible artist in the whole world, but, you know, I'm biased.
He wasn't so bad, though.
No.
And I'm not biased. He took you on the road where you actually began singing at a very early age. What did he teach you about being a blues artist?
Gosh, I learned so much from my dad. One of my favorite things he always used to say is when you go on stage, you always give it 100%. And I saw him do that. And so I always do that.
I understand one of your favorites from the anniversary album is Ain't Seen My Baby by Cephas and Wiggins. Let's hear some of that.
She got great big legs built up from the ground. She got great big legs that she built up from the ground. And when she starts loving, my love comes tumbling down.
That harmonica is really great. Tell us about Cephas and Wiggins.
That's just what I was about to say. I love them together as a duo. The guitar playing, the harmonica playing, and I just really enjoyed their songs, you know. Just that lyric, you know. She got great big legs and she wiggles all around. I mean, it just makes me smile. It makes me happy.
Let's hear another one. This is from Mavis Staples. People think of her as a gospel singer and a soul singer, but she is also on this Alligator Records 50th anniversary collection. Here's Mavis.
It's a sign of the times. You can feel it in the air. You can see it on the faces of people everywhere. You can hear it on the street. You can see it on the news. Lord, I do believe there's a devil on the loose.
It's a blues song, but that's still Mavis, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like me. I always say that I'm a blues singer. So no matter what I sing, no matter what genre it is, it sounds like blues. And she's a gospel singer. So no matter what she sings, it sounds like gospel to me. And she gives me goose pimples every time I hear her. Just an incredible artist.
I want to talk about your own impressive career singing and playing the blues. You and your latest album, it's called Uncivil War, have won all sorts of blues awards this past year.
Uncivil War. Civil war, same old wounds we opened before. Nobody wins in uncivil war. You're sure you're right, I'm sure you're wrong. Why can't we all just get along?
I hear some gospel in there. Tell me about that song.
And I just hated to see the direction that we were going to as a country, all the divisiveness, and it was just heartbreaking to me. How long must we fight this uncivil war? How long do we have to continue doing the same things that we're doing before we realize that we are all Americans, and we all belong here, and we shouldn't hate on one another.
How much do you feel like you and the success you're having now is carrying on both the legacy and the tradition of Alligator Records?
Well, you know, I really like to think that Alligator, they have allowed me to evolve and grow, and they just accept whatever I throw at them, you know, banjos and fiddles and just all different styles of music that I'm incorporating into blues, because to me, you know, we're all cousins anyway, so it's like, why can't I just play with all of them? And they accept that from me, and I appreciate that.
Shamika Copeland is a blues singer whose work is heard on Alligator Records' 50th anniversary release, 50 years of genuine house rockin' music. Shamika Copeland, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nobody wins on Civil War.